Good evening, it's 6 o'clock, and this is Bill Clow for WXPR News. A longtime Northwoods naturalist and author is hoping people who enjoy old-growth forests will help him out with his next project. Ken Crawl has more.
John Bates of Mercer has penned Our Living Ancestors, the History and Ecology of Old-Growth Forests in Wisconsin and Where to Find Them. The book will be self-published and is about 340 pages full color with over 200 maps, photos, and graphics. The first chapter provides a history of old growth and why almost all the forests were cut. Bates says he hopes the public can help him get the book published.
Hoping to print 2,000 to 3,000 copies, have them out in March. And as a tiny publisher that doesn't have legal nonprofit status, but is basically nonprofit in all other ways, we're just soliciting some help in coming up with printing costs to make that book come into reality.
He says only about 0.3% of Wisconsin woods are old growth. Bates says there's something very special about old growth forests.
You walk in and it smells different and feels different. It's quieter. It allows you to feel far more calm and introspective. For me, and I think for almost everyone I've ever taken into an old-growth forest, there's an immediate sense of reverence.
Bates says these trees are our history, and they were around hundreds of years ago. We have a longer interview with Bates at WXPR.org. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Economists often say an unemployment rate of 4% is statistically full employment. Only six of the state's 72 counties are at 4% or higher, with the majority well below it. Ken Crawl has more.
The Department of Workforce Development recently released the local employment and unemployment rates for November. Iron County had the state's highest rate at 5.3%. Forest County had the state's seventh highest rate, 3.9%. Vilas ninth at 3.8%. Langlade County is at 3.2%, Price and Oneida Counties at 3.1%, and Lincoln County at 2.5%. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau says the numbers are showing lots of people are working.
I know economists always say, you know, the 4.0 is the rate of full employment, and I think before that it was probably 4.5 that they thought it was. But we continue to, you know, see these unemployment rates continue to decrease.
All counties in the region saw their jobless rates fall 1 or more % from 2016. The current statewide unemployment average is 2.7%. The lowest rates are 2% in Dane, Greene, and Lafayette counties. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
A Supreme Court decision expected this spring will likely impact the way every state draws its political boundaries. Tim Morrissey has more.
Gill versus Whitford involves the way Wisconsin Republicans drew the state's political map in 2011. The process of drawing the maps, done by outside consultants and lawyers, was done in complete secrecy and resulted in an overwhelming Republican advantage at the polls. A panel of three federal judges ruled 2-1 that the Republicans were unfair, and the case wound up in the Supreme Court. Jay Heck is executive director of Common Cause in Wisconsin. He says the result of the gerrymandering is the opposite of what should be happening.
Elected representatives at the state and federal level should be selected by the voters, not the way we have it now, where the elected representatives select their voters through the process of drawing the district lines.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the Wisconsin mapmakers drew and rejected maps until they came up with one that maximized Republican chances, and then it succeeded beyond their expectations. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Today is Monday, January 8th. It's the birthday of Bob Eubanks, who is 80, Stephen Hawking, who is 76, Doors performer Robbie Krieger, who is 72, Loverboy singer Mike Reno, who's 63, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who is 35. It would have been the 83rd birthday of Elvis Presley and the 71st birthday of David Bowie. The weather tonight, we're going to get a low around 4 with very light winds calming after midnight. Tomorrow, a high of near 27 with calm winds. And Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m., mixing with freezing drizzle after 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy with temperatures falling to near 25 by mid-evening. Wednesday, a slight chance of freezing drizzle before 9 a.m., so be careful on the roadways. and cloudy with a high near 36 the rest of the day. Wednesday night, the chance of rain and snow and sleet continues before 1 a.m., then snow likely mixed with sleet after that. Thursday, a high near 27, a 90% chance of precipitation, and Thursday, snow mainly before 7 p.m., with a low around 1. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 14 and a low of 0. Saturday, a high of 10 and a low near negative 7. The cold weather returns. Stay tuned now for Northwoods Cafe on WXPR.